Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood sleep enthusiast. Welcome back to Nightly Calm. You know that feeling when you're constantly juggling work, family, friends, hobbies? It's like being a human plate spinner trying not to drop everything at once. We live in a world that glorifies busy and often makes us feel guilty for saying no. But guess what? Saying no is actually a superpower. It's the key to setting healthy boundaries, which are essential for a more balanced, less stressful life and, let's be honest, a better night's sleep. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of boundaries, why they matter, how to set them effectively, and how saying no can actually free you up to say yes to the things that truly bring you joy. Okay, let's get real for a second. Have you ever felt like your energy is constantly being drained? Like you're giving everyone else what they need while neglecting your own well-being? That's a major red flag that it might be time to establish some healthy boundaries. First things first. Boundaries are not about being selfish or saying no to everything. They're about protecting your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Think of them as invisible fences that define what you're comfortable with and what you're not. They help you stay true to yourself, manage stress levels, and cultivate healthier relationships. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of setting boundaries. 1. Identify your needs. Before you can set any boundaries, you need to know what's important to you. What makes you feel energized? What drains your energy? What values do you want to prioritize? Think about your needs in various areas of your life, work, relationships, personal time, and jot them down. 2. Be assertive, not aggressive. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being demanding or confrontational. It's about communicating your needs clearly and respectfully. Use say statements to express your feelings and boundaries. For example, instead of saying "you always interrupt me," try "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted." Could we please let each other finish our thoughts? 3. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with small, manageable boundaries that feel comfortable for you. Maybe it's saying no to one extra commitment this week or setting aside time each day for yourself. Build up gradually and celebrate your successes along the way. 4. Learn to say no gracefully. This is a big one. Saying no can be tough, but it's essential for protecting your time and energy. Practice saying no in a polite but firm manner. You don't need to give lengthy explanations. A simple "thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit to that right now" is usually sufficient. 5. Be consistent. Consistency is key. Once you set a boundary, stick to it. If people push back or try to guilt you into saying yes, stand your ground. Remember, setting boundaries shows respect for yourself and others in the long run. Think about that time you were swamped with work and someone asked you to take on another project. You probably felt overwhelmed and resentful, right? That's where boundaries would have come in handy. Imagine saying something like, "I really appreciate you thinking of me, but my plate is full right now. I wouldn't be able to give this project the attention it deserves." See how that feels different? By setting a clear boundary, you protect your own well-being and avoid taking on more than you can handle. So, remember, folks, healthy boundaries aren't about building walls, they're about creating a strong foundation for a more balanced, fulfilling life. By saying no to the things that drain you, you create space for the things that truly matter. It's about prioritizing your well-being, cultivating healthier relationships, and ultimately achieving greater peace of mind. Ready to take control and set some powerful boundaries? Start by identifying one area in your life where you could use a little more structure: work, relationships, personal time, anything goes. Once you've pinpointed that area, think about what needs to change. What kind of boundaries would feel most supportive? Write them down, visualize yourself enacting them, and take small steps towards implementing them. That's all for today, folks. Remember, setting healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. Until next time, keep calm, set those boundaries, and sleep well.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.